Excited to have a lot of family members here. I know the kids have been working really hard. They're excited to sing some songs for you and recite some scripture and just have a good time, and we hope that you all enjoy it as well. We're going to start off tonight by singing a congregational hymn, so you can look at your hymnal in front of you. We're going to sing number 191, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. If you could join me in standing and singing with us, we'll sing Hark the Herald Angels Sing as we stand.
Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King, peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the skies, with angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King.
If you're just joining us, we're on hymn number 191 on the second verse.
Christ by highest heaven adored, Christ the everlasting Lord, long desired, behold him come, offspring of the virgin's womb. Veiled in flesh the Godhead see, hail the incarnate deity, pleased as men with men to dwell, Jesus our Emmanuel. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Hail the hand-born Prince of Peace, hail the Son of Righteousness, light and life to all he brings, risen with healing in his wings. Mild he lays his glory by, born that man no more may die, born to raise the sons of earth, born to give them second birth. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King.
All right, you may be seated. All right, real quick before we do the program, I'm going to turn this over to Pastor Barnes.
Thank you, Pastor Caleb. How many of you are excited for the program? Yeah, raise your hand. All right, give me. That's all right. Kids, we are excited to hear you sing and say your parts tonight. One quick matter of business I'd like to do is I'd like to present to you George and Mary Sue Mitri for membership. George and Mary Sue, would you please stand for us? There they are right there. And they met with the pastors and the deacons this afternoon, and they gave a good testimony of their salvation and their baptism. And so we'd like to entertain a motion from someone, a member. Shelley Barnes raises her hand quickly. A second, please, by somebody else. There's another one. Brad McCord's back there standing up, actually, raising his hand. All right. All church members of voting age in favor, say aye. Aye. Any opposed? Same sign. Welcome to Temple Baptist Church, and we'll extend to you the right hand of fellowship next week. Now it's time for our program, so I'll turn this back over to Pastor Caleb.
All right, well, we are excited to bring the program tonight. We've prepared a bunch of different songs that the kids are going to be singing. Some kids are going to be having some bells at some point. I know they're excited about that. Going to be some scripture reading, and just a lot of fun, and we've been preparing really hard for this for the last couple months, so we're excited to do that tonight. So at this time, I'm going to have all the kids over here go ahead and get up on the stage, and we will get started with the program.
And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed, and this taxing was first made with cream. Damascus was governor of Syria, and all went to be taxed, everyone into their own city.
And Joseph also went out from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea. And he also went up, into Judea, into the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of lineage and house of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child.
And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
Thank you. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the fields, keeping watch over their sheep by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid.
And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger."
And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, on earth peace, goodwill toward men." And when it came to pass that the angels were gone away from them unto heaven, the shepherds sang one to another, "Let us now go unto Bethlehem and see what has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known to us." And they made haste and found Mary, Joseph, and the babe lying in a manger.
And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept these things and pondered them in her heart.
And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go search diligently for the young child, and when ye find him, bring me word again, so I may come worship him also." And when they heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star that they saw in the east went before them until it came and stood over where the young child was. And when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy.
All right, for our final song tonight, we're going to be singing "We Wish You a Merry Christmas." All right, you can all head back to your parents now. Thank you so much. Great job. If you have bells, please turn them into Mrs. Gilchrist right over here. There you go. If you, those are yours. All right. As everyone finds their seats. I just want to say it was a lot of fun working with them the last couple months, and they did an amazing job. So let's give them all one more round of applause while they're all sitting next to you. It was hard to do a lot of those things at the same time, you know, singing and ringing bells and waving at family, and, you know, there's just a lot to do at the same time. I did want to take just one quick moment before we dismiss tonight, a little bit of a shorter service. I just wanted to ask you if anyone is here tonight, and you know, maybe you're celebrating Christmas, maybe you're here, and this is maybe the first time you've been at church. We'd be remiss not to remind you what the real reason for this season is, and the real reason that we are here. And that is because we are celebrating the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ, our Lord. You know, just as the songs that we are singing about, you know, we're singing "O Come All Ye Faithful," we're singing "A Silent Night," they all talk about the birth of our Lord. And then you get to a song like "Joy to the World." And you really think about it in a time in the world right now, there's not really a lot of joy in this world. There's a lot of wars going on. There's a lot of just terrible things happening. And it's really hard to feel joyful. But we think back to that day many, many years ago when Jesus Christ came as a child, as a baby, in the lowest form. I've got a 2-month-old baby right now, so I very much know what it's like to, you know, be around a baby. That's how Jesus came. And the most vulnerable form that he could. And he came to ultimately die for our sins as a man. And he did that because he loves you and he loves me. He loves each one of these kids that sing tonight. He loves each one of their parents and their grandparents and everyone that is here tonight. And that is why he came, was born of a virgin, was born on this earth so that he could give his life for us. And if maybe that's the first time you've heard that, I would love to be able to talk to you more about that. One of the pastors, someone that you came here tonight with. We love to be able to open God's word and share with you the real reason that we celebrate Christmas. You know, it's amazing to be able to spend time with family. It's amazing to be able to come to something like this and see kids and grandkids and nieces and nephews sing and do these kind of things. But the whole reason that we're doing this is because we're reminding ourselves of the birth of our Savior. And if you're not sure about your salvation, what a better night than to do that tonight. To be able to know for sure that you're going to spend eternity in heaven. And then we can all see each other in heaven again one day. How exciting would that be? So I'm going to close in a word of prayer, and then we will be dismissed tonight. Lord, thank you so much for just the joy that we can have in singing praises to you, and just the hard work that was put into this by the kids, and just thank you for the memory that they did. And Lord, I pray that you would just work in the lives of every single individual here. Lord, if there is anyone here tonight that does not know you as their Savior, Lord, I pray that they would realize that you were born to die for our sins. Lord, I pray that tonight would be their night of salvation. Lord, I pray for each one of these kids tonight, Lord, that you would just use them in a great and mighty way for your glory the rest of their lives. And thank you for this time. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, one special announcement. As the kids are dismissed, there is a little special something for you guys as you walk out the doors. And if there is anything extra left over, those that were not in the program that are maybe of kid age, that can be anybody. Don't know how you determine that. But there are some bags of stuff back there, so make sure if you're a kid especially that you grab one of those. And everyone have a very Merry Christmas and a great week. Thank you. You're dismissed.